Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If that line forms
on the right, babe. Yeah.
Not that man.
McMonagle here with you on The Fan on this Thursday morning, 877-337-6666. I got you till 5 o'clock when the warm-up show will be there with you, but I got you till then. Taking your phone calls, me and Fleegs, 877-337-6666. Well, you wanted adversity. That's all I heard. You are going to have to prepare for adversity. Well, be prepared. Because this is the first time. I know we heard a lot about it during the Carolina series. That despite the victories, Carolina dominated the games at times. Then, obviously, they lose the two games, 4-5. And, oh, Carolina's the better team. Carolina's been dominating. It's, you know, the power play and the goaltending. Well, that's what domination looks like. Even though the game was 1-0, this was the first time watching the New York Rangers in the postseason this year where it felt like they were being outclassed. That's what it felt like. Florida came in, and it's always tough because it's one thing if it's, I don't want to say fluky, even though maybe the goals were fluky, and we'll get to it and how important Igor is going to have to be moving forward, and disappointed I am in Igor. Sometimes when it's either fluky or things go in a different manner than what you expect, you can handle a loss, you can write things off. And while I'm ready to move on to game two, when you watch a performance like that and it was exactly what you feared, it's troubling. It's troubling to go into a series where you know they are the underdog in the series. You know what Florida brings. You know the kind of game they want to play. You know the way they want to bog things down, keep the Rangers out of the penalty box, slow down any momentum, take the crowd out of it, and let's start there. Yeah, the crowd was out of it. The crowd was taken out of this game. Florida completely slowed this thing down to a crawl. For the New York Rangers, at one point, as you just heard Marco say, 14 minutes and 30 consecutive, you know, seconds there in the second period of no shots on goal. They get 23 shots in the game. They have very limited offense except for a few brief moments and a couple of breakaways from Schneider and Cooley. And then, obviously, a brief stretch coming out of the second period where they had some momentum. But Florida does exactly what you expect them to do. They get great goaltending, and they completely take the Rangers out of this game. And for me, the Rangers absolutely came out flat. And it's troubling because now you're talking about the last two games. Forget the idea that they've lost, you know, three of the last four. I don't care about that. That's last series on some level and wins and losses. The flatness, the coming out without energy in the last two games that they have come out to Madison Square Garden and the fans' reaction to this game. And, yeah, I understand that it can be like this. And I understand we're hearing a lot of, oh, well, the ESPN broadcast. Nonsense. Nonsense. The crowd was completely taken out of this game. And I don't care if it's, well, I've heard all the excuses. As you move forward, the tickets become more expensive and you price the real fans out of it and blah, all you want, whatever you want to say. And don't give me the broadcast because I heard those stupid whistles in the middle of the right in the middle of the game. The crowd is so silent, and yet I can pick up the stupid Potman sucks whistles clear as day. The stupidest chant in sports. I heard those whistles loud and clear. The fans were taking out of the lack of offense from this team. And it's just right now, that performance, as it's only game one, and yes, it's only a 1-0 game for most of this game, and they are right there with an opportunity. They hit a couple posts. Like I said, you know, Schneider gets the breakaway. He hits the post. They had a couple of great, you know, scoring opportunities, and Bobrovsky obviously was a dominant force in this game. Right? And the difference between him and Igor, what we talk about going into the game, the difference is going to be special teams and the goalie and so much of the series. And I think as much as we can argue and say that the Rangers need to figure out a way to get more production 5-on-5, I'm not saying they don't have to. Of course they have to. But I mean, how long do we have to continue to say that before they are what they are? Despite the fact that they struggle 5-on-5, they've still managed to win games. They still managed to have the best record in hockey. They still managed to have the most points and win the President's Trophy. Like, they still have to play their game. Yes, you have to create chances 5-on-5, and you have to be better at it. But let's just be honest and say what it is. If the Rangers are going to be reliant on creating offensive scoring 5-on-5, they're not going to win. So they got to figure out a way to get to the penalty box. I understand that's not entirely on them. But when they do, they had two opportunities in this game. Unfortunately for the New York Rangers, if they want to win, going 0-for-2 is not going to be good enough to win this series. And the penalty kill was still terrific. So the special teams, although they didn't score a power play goal, they got some momentum, especially in the second power play. I hate when you get the power play, you know, divided between periods. That last 30 seconds of that first penalty, that first power play is meaningless. You lose the faceoff and that's the end of the power play. I hate it when you get it at the end of a period. It's almost like you don't have one. But they did get some momentum in that second one, and the penalty kill was terrific. Florida had zero going on their power play. So it comes down to the special teams, and the special teams was a wash in this game. And then you get to the goalie, and it wasn't a wash. And let me just preface by saying, I still think Igor Shesterkin is the best goaltender in the league. Sorry, I still think that. When he's at the top of his game, he's as good as anyone or better. And I understand what Bobrovsky has done here, especially starting with last year's postseason, throughout the season, and what he's done now. And he was the better goaltender in this game, despite only facing 23 shots. There were some high-scoring opportunities that he made big-time saves on that you felt like maybe Anderson and if they were playing Carolina, would be goals. And they weren't. And they're shut out for the first time in this playoffs. But Igor did not have his best game. And that first goal, it can't be a goal. I don't care if his vision's blocked. That's for Igor Shesterkin, that is a light goal. That is a goal you cannot allow after a hard-fought first period, and especially these late in the period goals, they're killers. You cannot let that goal in. That is a bad goal for Igor. And then obviously the second goal that, yes, is aided by a dumb play by Lafreniere, a dumb play. There's no reason. I understand you're trying to block it. It was not a hard shot. It's not even going towards the net practically. There is no reason to put your stick there. But Igor has got to be better with the puck. That's one of his strengths. That's what bothered me the most about it is when you look at Igor. Yes, obviously the saves, his ability between the pipes, in net. He's brilliant, but some of his best attributes are how comfortable he can be with the puck, his passing down the ice, his ability to create offense for the Rangers with his long passing, the ability to play the puck behind the net. He's been really good, and he comes out and plays the puck, and I'm not even sure he had to, and then he just throws it up against the wall. I mean, I don't know what that was. I don't know what that was. He has got to be better. I didn't like the first goal, and then clearly that play after, I don't know if they caught a break. He got pushed a little bit, but I think that's a fair, taking the goal off the board for goalie interference. I think that's a fair call. He's inside the crease there, and he makes contact with Igor. But they didn't really create a lot of momentum off of that. They're lucky that's not a goal. And then Igor, between letting up the first one that shouldn't have been in and then just throwing the puck up against the wall, that's a frustrating performance from Igor. It's a frustrating performance from the Rangers in general, who I felt came out flat. And I think the crowd felt it. I think Florida felt it. And now, listen, part of it's tipping your cap to a very good team, right? And that's how I started this whole thing. When it goes exactly the way of the script of how if you were going to lose the game, this is how you're going to lose it. If you're going to lose the series, this is how you're going to lose it. If Florida's going to come in and dominate you, if Florida's going to come in and beat you and take it to you, this is what it's going to look like. And then you see it look just like that. That can be troubling. But having said that, they're right in this game. Their power play and penalty kill are still right there. They're down one goal for most of this game, and it felt like a hell of a lot more, but it's not. They are right there with this team, and I understand the percentage, 68%, 70%, whatever it is, of losing game one. It's the first time the Rangers are behind in a series in this postseason. And ultimately, they got almost zero offensive chances, and they need to shoot the puck more, and they need to take, you know, chances and just throw it at Bobrovsky and see if you can get one past him. And, I mean, there was a couple plays there. You know, Gustafson is right in front of him. And he dishes it to Kako for a one-timer from a terrible angle. Like, they've got to stop doing things like that. Just attack. Go downhill. Get more guys in front of the net. But this is going to be a very difficult series. By no means do I think they're out of it. It's game one. This is a long series. If they had won game one, I wouldn't be crowing about how the series is over. Though they lose game one, the series is not over. But the way they play, especially, I am troubled by the perceived, and to be fair, you want to tip your cap to Florida. They do what they do. You know, their forechecking was, you know, dominating the game. They played extremely well. It was very difficult, and this was clear to see, it was very difficult for the Rangers to get clean out of the zone. And you heard, obviously, Captain Callahan tell you that in the postgame show, and you could feel it watching the game. It was difficult. It was difficult for the Knicks to inbound the basketball and get it across half court. It was difficult in this game for the Rangers to get out of their zone clean without having to, you know, make two or three passes or, you know, get past it. Like, it was just tough. The whole game was tough. Florida made everything the Rangers try and do tough. And you didn't hear any of the big names really called in this game. Even, like, the examples of the breakaways and the scoring chances and Gustafson out front. I'm not talking about Panarin in an excellent scoring chance. I'm not talking about Kreider in an excellent scoring chance. I'm not talking about Zibanejad in an excellent scoring chance. Like, their best players did not have impact, really, on this game all that much. And Igor was not as good as his counterpoint. And if the Rangers are going to win this series, if the Rangers are going to beat a team that went to the Stanley Cup Finals last year, who is, despite their record, only, I know, 4 points behind, but despite being the President's Trophy winner, are underdog to a team that many people believe are better than they are, play a more prone and successful type playoff kind of hockey, have a goaltender that anybody that we all believe and clearly showed in game one can match Igor Shesterkin, play better 5-on-5, play tougher defense, allow less opportunities and less shots, even though, you know, the Rangers really aren't a high, and they said this on the broadcasting too, and that's how they played in Carolina, they're not a high-volume shot team. They're a high-scoring chance team, and they're excellent on the power play. The Rangers are who they are. And I don't think they have to dramatically change who they are or dramatically get better at what their weaknesses are to win. You want to improve, no doubt, and you need to get better 5-on-5. But if this is going to come down to the Rangers dramatically changing who they've been all year long and suddenly dominating 5-on-5 and getting nothing but great scoring chances, they're not going to win. They need Igor to play great. They need to be sound defensively, which I thought they were in this game for the most part, other than Igor throwing the puck right into the wall and then Lafreniere tipping it in for no explainable reason. I thought they were sound defensively, but I thought the emotion, other than the, and you could say, and don't tell me they don't have it, because coming out of the second period, they were flying. Out of the second period, is the first 3 or 4 minutes of the second period was the best 3 or 4 minutes they experienced in the whole game, and it was followed by 14 and a half consecutive minutes of doing nothing. And in the first period, the Florida Panthers took it to the Rangers. I didn't like the effort from this team, and I fully expect that to not happen again. And now I'm troubled by it, because it's the last two times at Madison Square Garden they have come out like this. Game 5 in the Carolina series, despite leading 1-0 for most of the game, they were flat. And they came out in this game, and they were flat. And despite it being a tight game, despite having, you know, really beaten Bobrovsky a couple times and hitting the post and being right there to tie the game, it felt like it was impossible. It felt like it was an uphill battle to get anything going. And despite the fact they didn't give up much, it felt a hell of a lot easier for the Panthers to have sustained pressure than it did for the Rangers to get out of the freaking zone. So I don't think they have to dramatically change their game. I don't think they have to suddenly figure out a way to be the better, more, you know, dominant team 5-on-5. That's not who they're going to be. They have to figure out a way to make it a little bit easier, getting out of their zone. They're going to have to figure out a way to just overall give more effort. The Garden and the fans need to do a better job. I don't want to get all over them. I'm not going to kill them the way I've seen a lot of people on Twitter kill them. I think there was a reason, you know, Florida really bogged them down and didn't give much of a chance to go nuts. But this is now, looking at game two, as much of a must-win game you can have without being an elimination game. Can they still win the series down 0-2? Sure. Is it likely? No. You do not want to be down 0-2 heading into Florida. So Friday at Madison Square Garden, get up! I don't want to hear about whether or not it's the broadcast and the mics and whether or not you've been given enough of an opportunity. If you are there at Madison Square Garden come Friday, if you are listening to my voice, still heading home or still at the bar after the game or doing whatever you're doing, if you're planning on going Friday, get up! Because the Rangers need you. This is a team that can win the Stanley Cup. This is our last hope of the Garden Party. And they are right there with this team. Because you know what? Honestly, I've taken a lot away from game ones for both Garden Party teams. For both the Knicks and the Rangers. And I feel like I've said this a lot. And we saw it in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. We've seen where teams play their best game on the road and not come up with a victory. You go, well, I mean, if they can't win that game, how are they going to win? Well, Florida won game one. Florida came in here and played a great game, played their game, dominated the Rangers in many ways. It felt like the ice was tilted. It felt like the Rangers were in quicksand. It felt like they had the better goalie, and I think that's clear in the game one at least. It felt like everything was hard for the Rangers. Things were easier for Carolina. It felt like, and you know what it was? A one-goal game for 90% of it. That's as good. I'm not saying the Panthers can't play better, but for me watching it, the Rangers were dominated in the way Florida wants to dominate them. The game went the way the Panthers wanted to go. It went exactly to the script of the Florida Panthers, and it was a one-goal game the entire game. The Rangers can win this series. The Rangers can beat this team. I am not discouraged. I'm not going to go home and cry about it. I believe this Rangers team can win. Igor's got to be better. The stars of this team have to be better. They have to figure out a way to get out of the zone. But ultimately, it went as well as it can for Florida, and it was a one-goal game. It's a series. It's now a series. What's the old cliche? It's not a series until the home team loses. Well, the home team lost game one. What will they do in game two? 877-337-6666. McMonagle here with you until 5 o'clock. So, yes, big time. We start with the Rangers. Eastern Conference Finals, game one. And as disappointing as it was, and as ugly as it was at the end, and as ugly as that second goal was, and as disappointed I may be in the effort, and as disappointed as we may be in a goalie matchup that we thought, we knew how good Bobrovsky is, but we thought Igor would be up for the task. He did not have a great game one. Didn't love the first goal, and certainly the miscue that leads to the second goal and the end of the game, essentially, is something that just can't happen. But I still believe in this team. Everything went right for Florida, and it's a one-goal game. The Rangers are right there with this team. Let's figure it out. We'll obviously take your Ranger calls. We'll get to the baseball as the Mets continue to fade. The Yankees get off the deck and beat one of the great teams in baseball, apparently. The Seattle Mariners, an elite baseball team that proved over the first two games that the Yankees struggle with elite baseball teams. You know, like the Orioles, who just got swept by the St. Louis Cardinals. Those elite-type baseball teams. The only two teams the Yankees lost to this year. Those are the only two elite teams in baseball. What a quinky-dink. And then, of course, the owner puts his foot in his mouth.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
A perfect game for David Cone. The third time, works like a charm. It is the third perfect game in Yankee Stadium history. Don Larson in 56, David Wells in 98, David Cone in 99, 27 up, 27 down. David Cone has attained baseball immortality.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right. Let's go. 228, McMonagle here with you. A discouraging game one, but not something the Rangers can't recover from. I expect them to come out with a little bit more energy. And again, tip the cap to Florida. It's not just exclusive. Rangers didn't, you know, Florida made it tough. But I still didn't, I thought they came out flat in this game. And Igor lets in that first goal that I just, you know, that's a bad goal. It's just a bad goal. And then misplays it. I mean, Igor's got to be better. And the scoring chances got to be better. But having said all that, it went as poorly as it could have gone. It went to script as much as it could have gone for Florida. This is the game they try and play. They try and bog down shots, 23 shots in the game. They try and bog down your offense. They certainly did. They're going to try and, you know, they want to, even though they've been penalized a lot over the regular season. They're going to want to keep the Rangers out of the penalty box. For the most part, they did. And yet, they want to have the, you know, great goaltending. They certainly had that. And yet, it's a one-goal game. Now, it's 1-0, and then nothing persisted the entirety of the game. And before you can really, you know, talk about getting back into the series, you have to score a goal and get one past Bobrovsky. But I'm confident the Rangers can. And now Friday is the game of the year. It's the Eastern Conference Finals. Game two, Madison Square Garden, down one game to none. Absolutely desperate. Desperate to not head to Florida down 0-2. Needing, you know, back-to-back wins in games three and four on the road just to keep yourself alive in a series. This is the biggest game of the year. This is as close to a must-win as you can have without the, you know, without actually being in a must-win in an elimination game. And the Rangers have to be better. 877-337-6666. Robert in Spring Lake. What's up, Robert?
Hey, hi, Chris.
Good.
I was at the game tonight.
Well, what the hell's what's the matter with you?
What's the matter? I got to tell you.
We barely heard you, Robert. Actually, I heard you. I heard you on the phone with your wife. What are you doing? Yeah, you're so quiet. I heard you ordering that hot dog.
I'm going to be honest with you. They were flatter than flat.
Mm-hmm.
And worse, they played sloppy. And if you want to know why the crowd was out of it, because they played sloppy. It was very hard to get anything going because they were making bad passes. They were mishandling the puck. So it was really hard for the crowd to get into it. And I think that the Panthers, I don't even think the Panthers played that great tonight. I think it's just that the Rangers played really, really bad. I can't remember the last time I saw them play that bad. They had no energy. They weren't hitting. They did nothing. It's almost like they were all hung over. I just haven't seen them play that bad in a long time.
I don't know. I thought they played just as bad or worse in Game 5 against Carolina. And thank you for the call. I thought they played worse in Game 5 against Carolina. I mean, they certainly didn't have a third. They didn't have a third period. They didn't play nearly as poorly as they did in the third period of that game. At any moment in this series, in this game, they definitely were flat. Totally agree. They were sloppy with the puck. I didn't think they gave up a ton of great scoring chances, which they did in that Game 5 against Carolina. I certainly don't think it's fair to say, I don't know when's the last time I saw them play this bad. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Definitely flat. And I thought, you know, the Panthers played their game. This is, you know, this is who they are. They do not want to go up and down the ice with you. And yeah, I mean, they missed a couple hits. There was that one up against the boards where, what's that? Terrible name sometimes. And they saw it coming and stopped short. But, I mean, and let's just say this, too. Because I know Rempe is a little bit of a talking point. I don't think what I watched last night does not call for making sure Rempe is a part of the series. I didn't see anything where it's like, oh, man. Although, I guess Filipetl did get thrown into the boards at the very end of the game, and hopefully he recovers fine from it. Because I think I'd rather see him out there. They need scoring. They don't need someone to go in there and throw fisticuffs. They don't need someone to go in there and lay a big hit. I really don't think that. They need to figure out a way to get some scoring. They need some speed. They need to get some guys in front of the net. They need to, you know, create some scoring chances. They need the best hockey players out there. And unfortunately, Rempe's just not one of them. Not if they're healthy. Not if Filipetl's healthy. Not if Wheeler's healthy. I don't think anything I saw from this game screams to me that, you know, Rempe needs to be a part of this game or this series. Like, it's not like, oh, man, they're just getting their asses kicked physically. Troy and Rumson, what's up, Troy?
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good, how are you, buddy?
Thanks, man. I'm good, and thank you for taking my call.
Of course, thanks.
And I just wanted to say, you know, you nailed it on the head with the Rangers tonight. Like, Igor letting that Tkachuk goal was very soft. He should have had that.
I don't know why I couldn't come up with the word soft. I kept saying bad goal, and in my head, I'm like, I'm not using the right word. I don't know why soft didn't come to me. You're right. It was a soft goal.
Soft and bad, you know? It even hit him, too, when you saw in the replay. But,
yeah, it was a soft goal. Yeah, he's got to have that. Yeah. If they're going to win this series, he has to make that save.
He has to make that save, yep. Exactly. And you know what? And the second goal, too, I mean, he did it a couple of times where he came out and played the puck, and he turned it over.
Yeah.
We need him to stay in the net, because a couple of times tonight, they just got opportunities.
Yeah, you know, and it's
right
funny, I don't disagree necessarily, and certainly it's a disaster on the goal. And then there was even a brief time in the Carolina series, if you remember, where it looked like he didn't want to hang. He looked like he was struggling holding on to the puck. He didn't want to hold on to it. He didn't want to ice it. He didn't want to, like, stop the play. He kept trying to put the puck in play. He looked awkward with the puck. And for me, this is one of his strengths. I mean, maybe it's not his dominant strength, but in some ways it separates him from other goalies, the way he's able to play the puck and get the puck up the ice and make that big pass down and help create offense. Like, I've always thought of Igor the last couple of years as someone who's good with handling the puck, and it's been a struggle for him. And I'm curious why. And I'm open to your idea of just, hey, listen, give it a break. And I don't know. I don't even think he needed to come out and play that puck, to be honest with you.
There was no reason
why he even had to come out and play it. Now, listen, I don't want to excuse the major culprit of that play is Igor and putting them in that position. But I still, I don't know why Lafreniere would put his stick there. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. There is no threat. That puck has no threat of going in. Zero.
It was going wide.
Even if it's right at, it wasn't like it was a difficult hard shot. He's clearly in net. Like, there's no way that's getting past Igor. That is an easy. He won't even, like, to our point here. He won't even stop that puck. That'll land on his stick and he'll look to pass it. Like, I have no idea. It just didn't need to happen. I have no idea why you would just stick your puck out, your stick out, and create a change in direction like that. It made no sense to me.
Right. And especially him on his backhand, Lafreniere there, too.
Yeah,
if it's
just...
forehand, maybe you,
right.
Know,
you're thinking you're going to stop...
Pass.
Yeah, you're going to catch the pass. Yeah, it was awful. It was just an awful, awful way to end the game. They would have lost anyway, let's be honest. They were going to lose anyway.
And we didn't test Bobrovsky, you know,
not enough. He did, I mean, listen. He had a couple of breakaways back-to-back within a few minutes... stretch, and they hit the Schneider hit the post on one of them, but yeah, overall a little bit too much passing, which is what we say all the time, right? As Ranger fans, I mean, we should have it tattooed on our forehead, shoot the puck. Like, we get very much into that, and certainly with players like Panarin, who can at this year, he kind of changed that dynamic and shot a lot more, but we've seen him in the postseason and previous seasons always look to make that extra pass. Not be as aggressive. And there was that one, I mean, Gustafsson is right in front of the net. And he passes it to Kako for a one-timer from a bad angle. It just, it was across the ice. The pass took forever to get there. I mean, Bobrovsky could have, you know, took off his, untied his skates and got over there in time. Like, it made no sense.
It made no sense right there. And Chris, I just got one more thing and I'll let you go. And I just want your 2 cents on it. One thing is the face-off tonight. From first and second period, it was all Florida, and we couldn't do anything. And then the only other thing I want to ask you is our bottom six.
Yeah,
they're missing. We have no offense with those guys.
Yeah,
I'll hang up, and now we just want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's exactly why, and thank you. That's exactly why I have no interest in putting Rempe in there, because you need more offensive chances from that bottom six. Totally agree. They don't have it by period. I'm trying to remember. I guess I could try and figure out a way to look. Faceoffs won total were 31-29. So it wasn't like they were absolutely killed on the faceoffs. If you're saying they made it up in the third period after being down big in the first two, I don't remember that. That doesn't jump out to me. Not to say it's not accurate, but it didn't jump out to me. And overall, the numbers are, you know, they're right there. They're 51-40, you know, it's 51-49 in the percent total. So, I mean, that didn't it didn't jump out to me as a major problem in the first couple of periods. But you might be right. I'm not saying you're not. Block shots were right there. 19 for Florida, 18 for the Rangers. Here's and to the first caller's point about being sloppy, the giveaways. Two giveaways for Florida, 12 for the Rangers. 12 giveaways. That's sloppy. And it still didn't lead to a lot of offensive chances. A lot of big time scoring chances. Yeah, the ice time, the offensive zone time, sure. And the inability to get out of their own zone, absolutely. But they only took 27 shots. It was a soft goal and then a fluke goal where they put it in themselves. I mean, it's not like Florida just dominated this game and was just bombarding Igor with incredibly tough shots, and they scored. You know, it's 3-0 in the first, and all three were in the first two periods, and they were just dominating. Like, it wasn't like that. It was just very difficult for the Rangers to do anything. Joe in Tom's River, what's up, Joe?
Hi, Chris. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Has there ever been a team in the playoffs to go all the way after losing four of the last five games? I think they're totally, I don't think they're flat. I think they're dead. And
oh, come on.
I think it's pretty much over.
Oh, are you a Rangers fan? You can't be. Are you a Devils fan, Islanders fan? What are you?
No, I'm not. I'm actually neither. I just got into it watching the last couple of rounds.
So you just got into it watching the last couple of rounds, and you're asking me a history question?
No, obviously
question.
I've been following this league for a while. I just haven't been an avid Rangers fan.
Okay.
But now I'm just very into it after these last rounds.
Well,
they had a great start, and I just think they're...
Well, I don't think they didn't lose four out of the last five because they haven't even lost four playoff games yet. So the first thing you said is inaccurate. They've lost three out of the last four. That is true, but they won their first seven. So... I don't think they're dead. No, I don't think they're dead. This game is a 1-0 game for 90% of it. At least that's what it felt like. They're not going to get swept. They're not dead. They came back and won game five. Six. They came back and won game six. They haven't had to play a lot of hockey. They're not tired. They took care of Washington real quick and swept them in four. It's not like that series went seven. They've played a ton of hockey games. They haven't. They haven't even lost four games. So, no, they have not lost four of their last five. They've only lost three games. And this was just a tough go of it. And I agree they were flat. Now, listen, if they come out Friday when they need to be absolutely desperate, they need to come out with an intensity that Florida can't match. They need to come out with that up back against the wall that Florida would have to manufacture that will be there for the Rangers. If they're flat in game two, then I will tell you that it's a major problem. Then we'll have a different conversation. I won't be able to talk to you until Monday, so I'm not going to get a chance to react to game two. But actually, between me and you, I'll talk to you on Tuesday. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. But... No, I don't think they're dead. I don't think they're dead in the series. This thing went as well as it could have went for Florida, in my estimation, other than scoring a ton of goals. I thought the script went the way of what many people expected this series to go, and many people expected Florida to win, and this is the way they win. And yet still, they only got 27 shots. They were 0-for-3 on their power play. And the game's a one-goal game up until the point when the Rangers decided to end it themselves. The Rangers are not dead. This series is not over. It's a series. It's now a series. And they are up against it on Friday. You cannot go down 0-2 and head back to Florida. This is not the 96 Yankees. I'm sure there are other examples, just not one I like as much. This is not a team, this is very difficult to go down 0-2 at home and then have to go on the road and try and win two games, not to be in a serious hole. But I think the Rangers are capable, and Igor's going to be better. Igor had a bad night. Igor had a bad night. And if he has a bad series and can't measure up against Bobrovsky, then you have to look at him differently until he does. It's one of those things. He's Peyton Manning. He's John Elway. He's, I know he's early on in his career, but he is Alex Rodriguez. He is whomever. You can't do it until you do. And there's a lot of pressure on Igor now, especially after the way he handled that puck and led to that second goal, especially watching his counterpoint, you know, dominate the hockey game. It's a lot of pressure on Igor to make sure he's the best goalie in game two. And he cannot let up soft goals like he did in the first period. And he cannot make mistakes with the puck as he did at the end of the game. He just can't. He cannot afford it. This Florida team is too good. And unless the Rangers are going to have one of those nights where the power play's on fire and they score a ton of goals, they are going to need Igor to be the best player on the ice. And in game one, he was not. He was not. 877-337-6666. Continue to take your phone calls. Rangers lose game one of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Florida Panthers. A game that was dominated by Florida, and yet, it was there to be had. If the Rangers had tied the score at any point, we would have felt a lot differently about it. But they came out flat, couldn't get their offense going, and now we look at Game 2 on Friday night as a must-win for this Rangers team.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Now the pass across, they score! The Rangers take a 4-3 lead with 4:19 remaining. Long shift and the finish by Chris Kreider.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, we need more of that. We need more Rangers take a lead. How about Rangers score a goal? Unfortunately, we're going to need more of Rangers on the power play. 877-337-6666. As the Rangers fall 3-0 to the Florida Panthers, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, setting up an extremely important game two, with goes without saying. This is what you tune into sports radio for. What did that fatso have to say tonight? Oh, well, he told us that game two is important. Yeah, that's right, it is. It is important. And they better give a damn better performance than they gave last night. They better come out with some urgency because they played about 4 minutes with some urgency. They were the first 4 minutes of the second period, they came out and had some urgency. And listen, there was that brief moment in the game where they had that excellent scoring chance and then the penalty was taken right after it and you were hoping that would be the moment. And it wasn't. It wasn't. They need to figure something out. Igor's got to be better. Sam in Brooklyn. What's up, Sam? Samuel? Sammy?
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Oh, you got it. Yo, you came this close to missing it, Sam. You came this close.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I didn't want to have the sound go back and forth off the radio. I was at the game tonight.
Yes.
And I wanted to make a point. You keep bringing up Igor's performance.
Yes.
And I kind of think that, like, I'm watching the game and I'm seeing that, like, he's stopping pucks. He seems to know where he's at. My frustration was on the offense and the, like, 12 shots after two periods.
Yeah.
Forget winning a game. You're not even gonna be in the game.
Well, they were in the game.
And I think they certainly were. They had some decent defense tonight. Igor, I think, stepped up and played a decent game.
Well, that's the problem.
I wouldn't say it was a...
All right, well, listen, I'm not trying to tell... First of all, at no point did I say Igor lost them the game. They didn't score a goal. You're not going to win without scoring a goal. That goes without saying. But Igor, I mean, let's be honest. The way they play, they rely on Igor being great. And for me, he wasn't great in the game. He allowed a soft goal in the first goal of the game is a soft goal that he's got to stop. And then he... inexplicably just comes out, takes the puck, and throws it up against the wall and gives it right back to Florida. Like, it was just,
yeah.
I mean, it's a terrible play. I'm just telling you what I think. You don't think that either of those, you think either of those two things are incorrect?
I agree with the first statement that they rely on great performance from Igor, but when he's keeping them in the game at 1-0, and yes, you will have a bad play off the side glass and not get back to your goal in time. I definitely see that. But when you're leaving the second period at 68%, losing the faceoff, and when you're putting in 12 shots on goal, I mean, like, even if you put the greatest goaltender in goal pitching you a shutout, you're still somewhat out of the game because you're not throwing shots on it. They need to figure out a way to get their passing back together. They couldn't pass a puck more than two players on an offensive zone at once.
Yep.
In almost the entire game. That's it. They just need to pass the puck and actually hit each other's sticks and get some shots on a goal.
No, I mean, listen, if I made it seem like the most important element of this game is that they scored zero goals on 23 shots, I apologize. That is clearly the biggest problem in this game. And you're right. No matter who's in goal, they're not winning if they can't score. That doesn't mean I can't look at Igor's performance and say, you've got to be better too. You've got to be better too. It's a soft goal, and then he has a mind-numbing mistake. Those things can't happen, especially if you're struggling offensively. He's the best player at times, he's the best player on the ice. And him and Panarin are the two best players on the team. And maybe Fox when he's healthy. And now this, I understand Fox is dealing with something. This is now going back-to-back playoffs where Fox has not played well. And as great as he is, he's got to be better. But there's nothing wrong with saying, you know, you can't allow a soft goal. Igor has to be the better goalie in the series. That's who they are. So I'm disappointed in his play. Not the main numero uno reason why they lost. No, it's not. Offensively, you're right. They were sloppy with the puck, 12 giveaways. You have a second caller who's mentioned that the amount of faceoffs they lost in the first two periods. I guess they made it up a lot in the third period, so they played better in the third. Even Laviolette said that. I thought the best moments they had were in the beginning of the second period, but then it's followed with 14 consecutive minutes of no shots. So they got better as the game went on, I suppose, in the third period. But ultimately, yeah, they need more scoring chances. They need to throw the puck. They need more guys in front. They need to figure out how to pass the puck better. They were in their passing lanes. They were in their shooting lanes. They have to figure out a way to get all that done, no doubt about it. You can't have 23 shots and no goals, obviously. But that doesn't change the fact that Igor did not play a great game, that Igor led in a soft goal, and that Igor made just a mind-numbing mistake. They both can be true. And I expect more from Igor than those kind of mistakes. Listen, if you get beat, you know, if Igor gives up a couple of goals, you know, I didn't blame him. They had a 1-0 lead going into the third period of game five against Carolina. In no way did I open that show after that game going, man, Igor was brutal in this game. He gave up three goals in the third period. No, I understood what was happening. And even though Florida dominated this game, the two goals that they scored, forget the third one, the two goals they scored that changed the game were a soft goal in the first period and then completely off the blunder of Igor. So, yeah, they need to score goals or they don't win, clearly. And that's the biggest problem they have. And moving forward, I'm more concerned, obviously, about how they get their offense going and how they score goals. And I'm less concerned about Igor because I have faith in him. But that doesn't change the fact that he's part of the reason they lost, and he needs to be better. And the two goals they scored are on him. Now, yeah, the idea they only scored two is on him as well. Congrats, he made some great saves. He always will. He's a great goalie. But they scored two goals on 27 shots, and in my mind, three goals I know, but two goals that mattered in this game, and I would say that he is the main reason for both of them. But it doesn't change the fact the biggest problem they have moving forward in this series is figuring out a way to get more offense, figuring out a way to get more pucks to the net, figuring out a way, hopefully, to get more power plays, and figuring out a way to get one or more past Bobrovsky. That's their biggest problem moving forward. That's what they're going to need to figure out. That's what Laviolette's going to have to figure out. That doesn't change the idea that Igor let in a soft goal and then made a terrible mistake. They're both accurate.